And to take us sort of to end our Hanukkah... No, video, video. To end our Hanukkah time and our Hanukkah celebration. So all the themes. So we have Rav Shai Shlita. We'll say Advar Torah, and then from then we'll go down to... in around 10 minutes, we'll head downstairs. Okay? It's going to be fabulous. B'zat Hashem. Okay, Hanukkah. Okay, guys. It was a fabulous Hanukkah. Oh, wait. He's on that side, then send this over here. Put it on one of the tables. Okay.
One of the things that we know that happened on Hanukkah was the Neis Pach HaShemen. What was the Neis Pach HaShemen? There was a Shemen that was found, and it was enough to sustain the lighting. Okay, very nice. Now, all the Achronim ask, you can light with the Shemen Tamei too if when push comes to shove. What's the big deal? So a lot of Chronim talk about it, that it shows the hiddur and therefore shows the extra affection that God has for the Jewish people. Okay. I'm going to try to answer it from a different angle. Starting with talking about the idea of Tuma and Tara. Okay, Tuma and Tara. And the struggle, the real struggle that the Chashmonaim have, and that we basically have the same struggle today as well. If I was to ask any of you guys, I'm not talking about the Bali Madrega in this place, but any of you guys, if I would show you, let's say, a kli, like a cup, I would ask you, is it Tame, is it Tohar? You look at it, like a kli Tame and a kli Tohar. They look the same, they smell the same. Shemen Tame, Shemen Tohar, they look the same. They smell the same, they burn the same. You don't see anything. Okay. The idea is that on top of the reality that we see, there's a more hidden reality out there. That hidden reality manifests itself in many ways. One of the halachic implications of that is the idea of Tum and Tah. Now, something which is Tum is something which is Tahar, is something that we cannot see through our five senses. Only if someone has a very, very, very developed spiritual senses will be able to ascertain whether something is Tameh or Tohar. Okay. What does that have to do with the Neis? The Neis is there. One of the things that the Greeks were about, they saw the world face value. Face value. They looked at the world. They looked at the external part of the world. That's what we have. The Greeks, by the way, were one of the first to practice atheism. You don't see the gods. Everybody believed in gods, in one god, in many gods, in something beyond which you could see. Well, in the Greek world, that wasn't like so simple. Greeks were one of the first people in the world that had this thing that maybe there's nothing, because there's nothing that you can actually, in fact, see. Okay. One of the biggest things that we live in today is we live in the Greek aesthetics. Like, different nations have different aesthetic values. I'll give you an example. I once went to the museum. There were pictures of from, I don't know when, 200 years ago. Like a snapshot, very early snapshots. And there were these, like, very, very, very big ladies. Big fat ladies with one eyebrow. And that was considered to be, in those parts of Mid-Asia, to be super aesthetic. You know, we would just vomit But for those people, that was like a pretty woman. Now, we don't live in those aesthetic conventions. We live in a more Greek-oriented aesthetic world, which means the things that we assume are good-looking, those are things that we got from the Greeks. If you look at Greek ancient art, there's sculptures and stuff like that. That's something that today, living in the Western world, that is aesthetics. Okay. Now, the war that the Hashmonaim had wasn't just about religion. They were bombarded by the Greek aesthetics. The Greeks had these amazing statues. Just think about it. Like, the Greek statues were not like, you know, modern statue that you have, like, a chair, and you're like, oh, what a nice statue. And you pay like $1 million, put it in your living room, and convince your other friends that this is real art. No. Like Greek statues, like, were aesthetic. And to be bombarded by aesthetics is a very, very, very hard thing to deal with. Because usually, between ethical decisions and aesthetic temptations, aesthetic usually wins. You got tons of movies about it that the guy knows is wrong, but she's a pretty girl. That was the struggle that Yosef HaTzadik had. That, like, you know, the struggle between ethics and aesthetics. And that struggle is very, very hard. Because in our instincts, in our most basic, let's call it, animalistic side of being, the aesthetics is very, very strong. While as the ethical, like something that you think, you have to reach like a decision. You have to stand by your decision when you're fighting something off. That's very hard. That's like the big temptation in half of what the internet has to offer, right? Because you know it's wrong, but so what draws you there? It doesn't draw you based on nothing. The draw in is the fact that those things you find aesthetic, attractive. Now, the Hashmonaim had exactly that struggle. It was struggling against the Greek aesthetics. Now, just to make it very, very clear, the Greek empire, started by Alexander, stretched from Europe all the way till India. And Greek aesthetic values made it through, and people were unable to stand up to that. People were like, boom, they were gone. Like, just think about the concept of Yefat Toar, okay? You see a pretty girl in the enemy camp, according to Rashi, those pretty girls are not just innocent civilians. They're part of the other side's war effort. They're sending them in order to, you know, get you overexcited for other things. Okay, now, like, all the nations throughout that huge empire just surrendered. They surrendered. Those were nations which were ancient, the Jews, some of them. Some of them were a lot, most of them were much bigger. And they all felt like flies. Only the Jews, and out of the Jews, not all of them, just like a small group out of the Jews was able to hold the fortress against that aesthetic attack. Now, the fact that we did it was what made the Western world possible. Because otherwise, without us, the whole world would go back in terms of a lot of things. Now, the fact that today we experience a world which is everybody believes in one God, or at least, you know, 2/3 of humanity, that's to our credit. Now, if the Chashmonaim would lose, who would hold that flag? No one. So the Chashmonaim struggled that basically changed the world. Like a bunch of people that were looking like the Taliban in the mountains of Yehuda and Shomron are the people there in their in their struggle. The fact that they were able to conquer their like their most basic yetzers, that made a difference throughout the entire world. That's like a very, very big thing. When we talk about Hanukkah and we say it's Chag HaOrim, you know, like the festival of light. Because as opposed to what people think that the Greeks were the enlightened ones, and we weren't. They were still pagans. Like that world is the world that brought like the Romans later with like people fighting against animals. Like all sorts of things that we find detestable, but they found it like, you know, very, very aesthetic, drawing and tempting. And we were like, no, God says no to these things. God has an agenda for the world, and that agenda is not what these guys have to offer. So although we were bombarded by all that, we stood up to our own values, and at the end of the loop, our values, to an extent, I'm not saying 100%, but to an extent, are at least still being heard in the world. And that's like a very, very big deal. That's like what Hanukkah is about. The victory against aesthetics. That's the idea of tumah. It's something that you can't see. You can't see it. The aesthetic side should override the fact that I know it's tummy. I know it's usser. But come on, look at it. It's gorgeous. How can you not? You know? But that victory is an amazing victory. And that's the struggle that each and every one of us today, if you have a computer at home, you're making exactly those choices. So that's like, that's a little angle on Hanukkah. And have a Freilich Zos Hanukkah.